Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis Reishir, sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf, and also a special welcome to Yanki Schiffman, a longtime Zoomer who's here in person for the first time. So welcome to the Beis HaKnesses of North Woodmere. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. We started a discussion yesterday to follow a certain model of drasha that we have by Arachin to see if such a model could apply to Nazir. That by Arachin we said that even though a Nachri is excluded from the parsha of Arachin on a certain level, he's also included on a certain level, meaning he's excluded from taking a neder of Arachin, but he's included from being the subject of a neder of Arachin. So the Gemara was trying to figure out, can we have a similar model when it comes to Nazir? That we know it says Bnei Yisrael, so we know that excludes a Nachri, but it also says the word Ish when it comes to Nazir. So is there some way that we can exclude him from part of Nazirus and include him in a different part of Nazirus? So we raise the possibility that maybe he's excluded from bringing Karbanos of a Nazir, but he's included in becoming a Nazir. So the Gemara rejected that. But now we're suggesting three other possibilities. We were middle, I don't remember if we did one of them or two of them, but we're suggesting three other possibilities of how we might exclude a Nachri from a certain element of Nazirus and include him in another element of Nazirus. Then the Gemara is going to have three explanations of what the word Ish teaches me by Arachin. And then the Gemara is going to have three explanations of what the phrase Kiyafli teaches me by Nazirus. That's the bottom half of Amud Aleph. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to tell me about a certain Chumrah in the Nazirus of an Eved more so than in the Nazirus of an Isha, because the first Mishnah in the Parak told us that a Goy cannot become a Nazir, but an Eved and Isha can. So we're going to learn, and we learned about a Chomer bin Nashimi be'Eved. Now we're going to learn about a Chomer ba'avadim mi binashim, and we have three explanations of why a master is able to force an Eved not to be Mekayim his Nazirus, but he can't do the same for Nedarim. He cannot force an Eved not to be Mekayim his Nedarim. So that will take us through most of Amud Beis, and and then we'll discuss on the last Mishnah on Amud Beis, if Avar Mikineged Panav, whether Yishta or Lo Yishta, we'll get to that Bez Hashem later on. So let's begin at Ema on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. You know, let's go back to Ema B'nei Yisrael Nozun Nazirus Olam, even though we did that yesterday, but we'll just go through all three of the Emas, all three of the possible suggestions of how to distinguish it between the halachas of Nazirus that maybe a Nachri could be included in some and not others. Say Ema, B'nei Yisrael knows in Nazirus Olam, they know the Chavim knows in Nazirus Olam. Maybe that a Nachri is excluded from Nazirus Olam. So Yachal lo yu Nazirim, I might think that they're excluded from Nazirus entirely. Tam lomar Ish. Maybe that's what the word Ish teaches me. Again, we're trying to balance that. On the one hand, it says B'nai Yisrael to exclude a Nachri. On the other hand, it says Ish. Maybe that's to indicate that we're supposed to include a Nachri in some element of Nazirus. So maybe the B'nai Yisrael, the phrase B'nai Yisrael, just excludes a Nachri from Nazirus Olam. But Ish includes him in regular Nazirus. That's not Nazirus Olam. So the Gemara rejects that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Miksiv Nazir Olam. Does it say anything about Nazir Olam in the Pasuk? You can't say that the Pasukim are only about Nazirus Olam and that's all we are excluding an Ovid Kochavim from. So the Gemara says a second possibility of how to balance B'nai Yisrael on the one hand, and Ish on the other hand. Ema, maybe we could darshan from the phrase B'nai Yisrael Madirin B'naihem B'Nazir, that B'nai Yisrael are the only ones that are authorized to make their children into Nazirim. But Vein Ovdei Chavim Madirin B'naihem B'Nazir, Ovdei Chavim are not able to make their children into Nazirim. Yachlo Yu Nazirim, so you might think that Nachrim are totally excluded from Nazirus, Tablomer Ish. That's what the word Ish teaches me, that they can do Nazirus, they just can't make their children into Nazirim. Says Gemara, no, that doesn't doesn't make sense either, because Amar Rabbi Yochanan halachi he ben Nazir. The very din that one could be madir beno ben Nazir, that one could turn his child into a Nazir, is not mefurish in the Torah. It's halachal Moshe Misinai. If it's halachal Moshe Misinai, it's not possible that there's a pasuk to be memait that which doesn't appear in the pasuk in the first place. So that there's a pasuk to tell me, oh, you know that halachal Moshe Misinai? That halachal Moshe Misinai only applies to Yisrael and not by an Ovid Chavim. We never have such a thing that a pasuk is there to tell me when a halachal Moshe Misinai is nogeya. Tosos explains that it's not mistaver that a pasuk is going to qualify something that's only a halachal Moshe Misinai. So in Gilyan Ashas, he points out that in Tosos and Zvachim, it says the opposite. It says that you don't have to worry if a pasuk is being mefarish halacha, because they're both necessary, meaning obviously halachal Moshe Misinai comes from the same source. It all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has multiple modes of communication to us. So he communicated through halachal Moshe Misinai, communicated through Pesukim. See, each one should be able to modify the other. But the simple reading of our Gemara, at least, is that that's not true. I mean, it's true that it all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not true that that he uses one to modify, that he does use one to modify. He uses halacha sometimes to modify the pasuk, but he doesn't go in the other direction. To use a pasuk to modify a halachal Moshe Misinai. So now the Gemara says, okay, maybe there's another possibility, a third possibility of how to balance this Bnei Yisrael on the one hand and Ish on the other hand. Ema, maybe from the phrase Bnei Yisrael, we could darshan Bnei Yisrael Megalchanan Nazirus Avien, that if the son is not a Nazir, the father was a Nazir, the son could be Megaleach in place of his father. They know the Chavim Megalchanan Nazirus Avien, but the Novi Chavim doesn't have that in Yah. I might think that he can't be a Nazir at all. Tamil Amar Ish. That's what I learned from Ish, that we can include him in Nazirus, that even though he cannot be Megaleach on Nazirus Aviv, but he himself can be a Nazir. So the Gemara rejects that as well. The idea that a person could be Megaleach on the Nazirus of his father is Allah Moshe Misinai. So it can't be the Pasuk of Bnei Yisrael is coming to be a Memait Ovid Chavim from something that is only Allah Moshe Misinai. So again, with the same svara that we said before. At the end of the day, since we cannot explain Bnei Yisrael to be memait some detail in the Zirus, and Ish to be marbe, a guy in the Zirus in general, to teach me the Iker Din of Nazirus, that over the Chavim can become Nazirim, so Al Karchach, we have to say that Bnei Yisrael is memait of Chavim from Nazirus entirely, that Bnei Yisrael is an absolute drasha, that Nazirus is something that's only for Bnei Yisrael, it is not for Ovdei Kochavim. And the Riboy Shel Ish, the Riboy of the word Ish, must be needed for some other drasha. We don't know exactly what that drasha is, but it must be needed for some other drasha. So in the end of the day, the Gemara paskins like Rava, that we do not equate Arachin to Nazirus. By Arachin, we said that we're Mema'et using the phrase Bnei Yisrael, and we're Marbe using the word Ish. But by Nazirus, we don't do that. We don't strike that same balance. We are not marbe anything from the word Ish as far as a Nachri becoming a Nazir. We use Bnei Yisrael to totally exclude a Nachri from Nazirus. So says Gemara, well, why do I need the word Ish in the Parsha of Arachin? Ihachi, says Gemara, the Girsa, at least that we have, is Ihachi, but the it's not a Kasha on the Maskana that we had up until now. This is one of those Nazir Lashonos, but the Kasha is as follows. Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha, that it says about Arachin, the Pasuk Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha Lamali. Why do I need to have the word Ish in that Pasuk? The Mefarish explains that the Gemara is not bothered of why I need the word Ish in the Parsha of Nazir if we're not memayed anything from it, because you could say that that since it says the word Isha, for I mean it's necessary to have the word Isha, so you need Ish even if it's Shalal Letzarech, that meaning I would not have necessarily known that Nazirus applies to women had the Pasuk not said explicitly Isha. So when it says Isha, it says Ish as well, so you don't need a drasha to tell me why it says Ish by Nazir, but we are asking when it comes to Arachin, Salamali, Samichti, Ha'izkish Arachin and Nadarim. So what's the question? Because after all, there's a hekish between Arachin and Nadarim that we learn one from the other. Da Amarkra, because the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Arachin, Ish Kiyafli Neder Be'erkecha. So from the fact that it says the Lashon of Neder in the Parsha of Arachin, we see that we can link the two Parshios to each other. Vatanya, the Brisa says, Gabe Nedarim, Ish, Pasuk says Ish, it says Ish, Ish, mi beis Yisrael, min ager b'Yisrael, asher yakriv, ma tavolomer Ish, Ish, why does it have to say a second time Ish in the Parsha of Nedarim? The Rabbis says, of Chav, she no Nedarim, min davos, ki Yisrael, that tells me that of the Chav also can take Nedarim, min davos, like a Jew. So you see in the Brisa that of the Chav can take a Neder. The Hekish should tell me that by Arachin also, they're just like their Nodrim, they're also included in some level in the Parsha of Arachin. So it's not mistaver to use the phrase B'nai Yisrael by Arachin to totally exclude Nachrim, because you have the extra word Ish by Nedarim that already includes Nachrim. So why do I need the word Ish? Ish ki afli ba'arachin lamali. Why do I need the word Ish by Arachin? The word Ish by Nedarim should already tell me to partially include Nachrim in the Parsha of Arachin. Elahai Ish. So that phrase, that word Ish that we have in the Parsha of Arachin, mibayle lasuye, mufla samach le'ish. It must be coming to teach me about a mufla samach le'ish, that even he is included in the phrase, in the category of Ish, as far as Nedarim is concerned. Mufla samach le'ish means a child who knows the basic concept of a neder, and therefore he's called a mufla. Hafla'a is a lashon of perush. He understands the explanation of it, meaning he's within 1 year of becoming an Ish, a 12-year-old boy, an 11-year-old girl, that they're already included in the parsha of Nedarim. The level of das that one needs to take a neder is not the same level of das one needs to be chayiv in other mitzvos and to be involved in making transactions and the like. That only happens at bar bas mitzvah, but already at mufla samach le'ish one has enough das to affect a neder. So there's a machlokas among the chachamim whether this is a din min haTorah. It's a machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that we had back on Daf Chav Tes, whether it's a din min haTorah that a mufla samach le'ish, that it's a neder midaraisa, or it's only a din midrabanan if he's yodea lahaflos, if he's a mufla samach le'ish, that the chacham maybe were misakin, that you have to be bodek, and they said that if he knows what he's getting into, then the neder is binding, otherwise it's not going to be binding. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if it's machlokas, whether it's daraisa or drabanan, what do we just say? We just said that the word ish by arachin is there to teach me that a mufla samach le'ish is included in arachin. Well, honey, chlamadim mufla samach le'ish daraisa, that works really well if the general concept that a mufla samach le'ish is included in darim is daraisa, so good. So then I have the word ish. Tell me he's included in arachin as well. El mandiyam drabanan. But if you hold the whole din of mufla samach le'ish is only a din midrabanan on a daraisa level, the neder of a 12-year-old boy is meaningless. The chum were just misakein to be bodek whether he knows what he's talking about. Ish kiyafli lamali. So then we're back to the kasha. What's ish kiyafli coming to teach me? So the Gemara says we have a second possibility. Lasuya mufla samach le'ish tovid kuchavim. Oh, it's telling me that if you have an Ovid Kuchavim who's 12 years old, who's not yet an Ish, we learn from that, from the extra word Ish by Arachin, that even he is somehow included in Arachin, that even he is included in the Parsha of Arachin. So from the word the extra word Ish in the Parsha of Nedarim, we said we already learned that a Nachri is somewhat included in Arachin. So, from the word Ish in the Parsha of Arachin, it can't be teaching me about Mufl Samach Lish, because the whole concept of Mufl Samach Lish is only Midrabanan. So now we're suggesting maybe it's coming to tell me that it's about a Nachri that's a Mufl Samach Lish. So the Gemara mentions Machlok Shamer and Rabbi Yehuda whether Ovdi Chavim are Ma'arichin or not. Rabbi Meir holds, based on the way the Gemara quoted it in yesterday's daf, that an Ovid Chavim is ne'erach v'lo ma'arich. He could be the subject of an erach, but he cannot be the one who takes the erach vow, because we exclude from B'nai Yisrael, from the phrase B'nai Yisrael, that dafka B'nai Yisrael ma'arichim, but not Ovid Chavim. And then we're marber from the word ish, that even though they're not ma'arichim, but nevertheless they are ne'erachim. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he holds the opposite, that an Ovid Chavim could be ma'arich, and his erach vow is a binding vow, but if they were ma'arich with him, if he was the subject of the erech, then he's einam ne'arachim. So the Gemara asks Viter, it can't be that the word ish is coming to tell me about an ovid kochavim who is a mufla samach le'ish. Because hani chalamandi amar b'nei Yisrael ne'arachim v'ein ovid kochavim ne'arachim. This works very well if you assume that b'nei Yisrael are ne'arachim, ovid kochavim are not ne'arach. So yachal you might have thought that lo yuma arichin, that they also can't be ma'arich, tamalomar ish. That's what the word ish is coming to tell me, that even though they're not ne'arachin, but nevertheless they are ma'arichin. So if the Ovin Chavim says, erech ploni Yisrael alai, if he says, I hereby take a vow to give the erech of that Jewish person to the Beis HaMikdash, so he's going to be chayiv. So Shapir, then I understand that there's a need for the riboy of ish to tell me that that ability to take an erech vow not only extends to a nachri, it extends to a nachri zemuf l'samach l'ish. So that works out very nicely. But Alman Diyamra, but according to the sheet of Rav Meir, which we were working with yesterday, the sheet of Rav Meir that we've been assuming up until this point, that Bnei Yisrael ma'arichin, ve'inav l'chav ma'arichin, that only Bnei Yisrael can take erech and vows, and that of the chavim are not even authorized to make an erech vow. Their erech vow is meaningless. I might think they're not ne'erachin either. Tamalomer ish, and that's when ish comes to tell me that they can be the subject of an erech vow. Well, then I feel tinuk ben chodesh baruchehu. Meaning, if it's only about them being if the halach is that they're able to be the subject of an erech vow, there's no din of mufla samach lish in being the subject of an erech. There's din of mufla samach about taking the neder of an erech. So if the only inclusion of Rav Chavim in the first place is only to be the subject of an erech, so the Torah already prescribes an erech for a person who's 30 days old, for a baby. You don't need to be too old. You don't need to be a mufla samachlish. So kiafli lamali. So then the kiafli that it says by arachin, why does it have to say it? The ish that it says by nedarim should be enough to tell me between the hekish of nedarim and arachin that just like by nedarim of the chavim are nodrin ki Yisrael, so too by arachin we know that they're included in the parsha of arachin in some way or another, namely that they are ne'arachin, but not that they're ma'arichin at all. So the Gemara answers Amravad Barava, a third possibility, that the word ish, that it says by arachin, la'asuye ovde kochavim gadol, it's coming to include an ovde kochavim gadol, da'avgav the gadol, that even though he's a gadol, he's not a mufla samachlish, ainu yodea lahaflos, but nevertheless, he doesn't know how to be mefarish and neder, and he's excluded from arachin and nedarim. So even though Yisrael gadol is not yodea lahaflos, his neder is a neder, but nevertheless, from this pasuk, that by him it's totally in hafla'a, that even a gadol v'zein yodei lahaflos, his neder is not a real neder. So the Gemara, so let's pause there for a second. Now, one of the things that we said over here is we had suggested that maybe the pasuk of ish is coming to tell me about a mufla samachlish, and we said mufla samachlish, the whole din is only din midrabanan, so the pasuk can't be teaching me mufla samachlish. So then the next thing we moved on to was, it's telling me about a mufla samachlish who's a nachri. So that a mufla samachlish by novik chavim, that his erech is an erech midaraisa. So that's a little bit difficult. What do you mean? We just got through saying that by Yisrael mufla samachlish is only drabanan. Then the very next line we turn around, we say, and by nachri mufla samachlish is daraisa. So even though mufla samachlish by Yisrael is only midrabanan, what the Gemara was suggesting is that mufla samachlish by a nachri is daraisa anyway. So the Rishonim explain, the Rosh and Tosos, that since the Yisrael Gadol is included in Bal Yachel, so long he's not included in Bal Yachel, so long he's not subject to the Isra of Bal Yachel Dvaro of violating a neder, so his nedarim are not nedarim, even if he knows how to take a neder. But an Ovid Chavim is never included in Bal Yachel at all, even if he's a Gadol. So therefore, his neder is not going to hinge on whether he can violate the neder. His neder, meaning whether he can be in violation of Bal Yachel Dvaro, his neder is going to hinge purely on the ability to do a hafla'a. And even if he's not an ish, if he's a mufla, his nedarim are already nedarim mida oraisa. So whereas when it comes to Yisrael, it all depends on being included in the entire picture, including Bal Yachel. And that only happens when you can violate Isurim. Katan is not a bar chiyuva yet. So a person only becomes a bar chiyuva in Bal Yachel when he's a gadol. So therefore, you could say that prior to becoming a gadol and being included in the parsha, he can't take a neder on a daraisa level. But by a nachri, it's got nothing to do with whether he's included in Bal Yachel, because he's never included in Bal Yachel. So it's entirely dependent on the notion of hafla'a. The whole idea of exactly when a nachri becomes chayiv in mitzvah, so to speak, is a little bit difficult, right? Meaning, what are we assuming? When a nachri turns 13, he becomes a bar mitzvah? Right? A nachri is chayiv in sheva mitzvahs b'nei nachri. Have you ever a bar mitzvah? for Nakri when he turns 13. So the Rush writes in a tshuva. The Rush says Sheshaalta may ayin lanu ben yud gimel shon v'yomechad hu bar onshin avu pachs mikain lo. How do you know that a 13-year-old boy is chayiv an onshin, but prior to that he's not? So says the Rush, da ki halacha l'moshe m'sinai hu. You have to know it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and it's part of shiur chitzim l'chitzim halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Every shiur that we have in the Torah, kazayis matzah halacha. How do I know achila means a kazayis halacha l'moshe m'sinai? How do I know that the age that one becomes chayiv in mitzvos and chayiv in onshin is ben yud gimel shana halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Based on that, says the Chasam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yardes and Shun Yud Zayin, that since the halachas Moshe Mishinai were only given to Klal Yisrael, the Zman of Gadlus for Klal Yisrael, the Chiv and Mitzvos in Klal Yisrael, is at the age of 13. But by an Akum, even prior to that time, as long as Sichlo Sholem Karaui, as long as he seems to get it, he seems to be a sharp kid, he's Chayiv in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And if he's not Sichlo Sholem Karaui, if he's a little slower to develop, then we'll come later. There's no particular shear. However, the kasha and the chasam sofer from our sugya that we learned that an akum that's muflis samach l'ish is able to take a neder based on a pasuk. L'chora, if he's muflis samach l'ish, it means he's yodea lahafli. If he's yodea lahafli, he's sichlo shalom karaoi. So mele, he's chayv in everything. It's not, there wouldn't be a chiddush that there, oh, nedarim he gets to do at that point in time. So to be miyashiv that kasha, chasam sofer says, by all dinim that are noeg by b'nei noach, there's no makum for any shiurim that were given to Klal Yisrael. The shiurim were not given to B'nai Noach. But when it comes to Nedarim and Arachin, where it's not part of the mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the Torah is mechadish from the pasuk of Ish Ish, that B'nai Noach are also Nodrim Nedarim and Davos Ki Yisrael, so that an Akum does not have an independent din. He has the same din as Yisrael, because that mitzvah is not one of the mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's a mitzvah Yisrael that he's included in. When it were to come to a mitzvah, if it were to come to a mitzvah B'nai Noach, then Erech Lam, he's got his own time frame for it to be chayiv mitzvah B'nai Noach. But this is Ish Ish to tell me that he's included in the mitzvah Yisrael. So if he's included in the mitzvah Yisrael, he has the same rules as a Yisrael. The Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz writes in the Yaros Dvash that a different shita entirely. He says he quotes a medrash that Ben Noach is chayiv in shev mitzvahs at the age of 20. Same time Yisrael will be chayiv in kares, Ben Noach is chayiv at the age of 20. There's another shita that at the age of 13 in Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Ron Cutler, and Maseches Ksubis and Simin Yud, he has an arichus on this in terms of the different shitos of when a Ben Noach becomes a bar mitzvah. So if a Nachri ever asks you, he wants to make a bar mitzvah for his kid, so you have to say, well, we have to discuss when that happens exactly, right? When does he become chayiv in mitzvos? Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Where are we up to? So Ella, so right, the Gemara asks on a different pasuk. Ella, it says ki yafli to kasher rachman gabi nazirus lamali. What does the phrase ki yafli by nazirus teach me? So michti ha iskish nazirus nedarim, because after all, we already have a hekish between nedarim and nazirus, and legabe so many dinim, and nedarim are hukash ta'arachim, and by arachim it says ki yafli. So ki yafli lamali. So why do I need ki yafli by nazirus? Whatever you can learn from ki yafli by nazirus, you could have already learned from the phrase kiafli that appears by Arachin, because I link Arachin to Nadarim, I link Nadarim to Nazirus, so A equals B, B equals C. It's Kilo. I already have whatever you can learn from kiafli by Nazirus. Why does the Torah have to repeat the phrase kiafli by Nazirus? So it says, answer number one, you need it lasuya yadayim shenu mechichos, to come and tell me that a Kabbalah's Nadar or Nazirus with the lashon of a yad in a way that it requires some other elaboration in order to understand what's included in the Nadar, that also is included, that the lashon itself doesn't tell you everything you need to know. Like, for example, a person says, hey, when a nazir is over lefanov, hey what? I'll be what? But there's a nazir over lefanov, so the context adds to his statement to give you an understanding. So that's a machlok samurayim. Didn't my yadayim shen mechichas, abaye amar havin yadayim, rava amar lo havin yadayim, machlokas, whether it works or not. So la abaye nicha, according to abaye, that yadayim shen mechichas actually works, so I can learn it from kiafli, el rava, but rava holds yadayim shen mechichas is not a nether at all. Ma'ika lememar, what do I learn from ish kiafli that it says by naziros? It's a total the extra pasuk. So says Gemara, a second possibility. What do I learn from Kiafli? El Kiafli mibay lelichid Rabbi Tarfon. I used to teach the din of Rabbi Tarfon that we said back on Daf Lamed Beis that if two people were walking and another person was coming across from them and one of them said Hareini Nazir Shezeploni and the other one said Hareini Nazir Shein Zeploni. One of them was sure it was a certain guy. He says I'll be a Nazir if that's that guy, and the other one says I'll be a Nazir that it's not that guy. So Beishave says that they're both Nazirim, even though one of them obviously their tonight was not fulfilled. The Mesillah says that no, only the one whose tonight was fulfilled is a Nazir, and Rabbi Tarfon said neither of them are a Nazir. Titania Rabbi Dom Rishum Rabbi Tarfon Einachem Ne'am Nazir L'Fishlon Nazirus Allah Flaa. Nazirus can only be taken with an absolute statement. You cannot be Makabel Nazirus Al Tanai. It has to be with a statement of absolute commitment. It's not Chal Ala Safik. So maybe that's what Kiafli is there by Nazirus to teach me, that that's part of the nature of Nazirus, that the statement needs to be one that has an absolute nature to it. So Hanich L'Rabbi Tarfon L'Rabban Ma'ikul Meimar. Okay, that's what Kiafli teaches me if you happen to hold the Rabbi Tarfon. But if you don't hold the Rabbi Tarfon, so obviously you don't hold that Nazirus is given to Hafla. So then what? So then what does Kiafli teach me? So Ella, a third possibility. So again, the first possibility was that it teaches me Yadayim Shenu Mechichos. Second possibility was that Kiafli teaches me that you need to have an absolute statement, nothing that's at all hinges on a Tanai. Third possibility, El Mibay Lelechid Tanya. We use it for the following brisa: Heter Nedarim Porchen Ba'Avir. That Heter Nedarim are floating in the air. Ve'in Lamal Mashi Yismochu. There is no explicit pasuk to tell me that you could be Matir Nedarim. It's only a remez that the Chachabim darshin from the pasuk. Rabbi Eliezer Amri Yesh Lamal Mashi Yismochu. Rabbi Eliezer says, I disagree. I think that there is a beferish pasuk about Heter Nedarim. It's not just something that's alluded to in a pasuk. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Ish Kiyafli, Kiyafli Shtei Pa'amim. It says Kiyafli in the Parsha of Nazirus, and it says Kiyafli in the Parsha of Arachin. So we learn Echad Afla L'Isser, Vechad Afla L'Hiter, L'Heter, that one of them teaches me Afla L'Isser, and the other one teaches me Afla L'Heter. So there's a Heter Nedarim that has a Makar in the Pasuk, because it says Kiyafli in the Parsha of Nazirus. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, that's why it says Ish Kiafli by Nazir. It's not extra. So that answers the kasha that we started with. What's Kiafli by Nazir is doing? We already have Kiafli by Arachin. We already know that we link Arachin to Nedarim and we link Nedarim to Nazir. So what's Kiafli teaching? It's teaching me Heter Nedarim, that there's such a concept of being Matir a Neder. Okay, now we move on to the Mishnah on Samach Beis and Beis at the top. So the Mishnah is a Hemshech to the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah had said that a Nachri is not able to become a Nazir, but an Isha and an Eved can become a Nazir. And the Mishnah had said, oh, there's a Chomer B'Nashim Miba'avadim, that when an Isha becomes a Nazir, the husband is not able to force her to violate the Nazirus, but an Eved becomes a Nazir, the Adon is able to force the Eved to violate the Nazirus to drink wine. So Chomer Ba'avadim Miba'Nashim, there's also a Chomer about Avadim or Makabel Nazirus on themselves, more so than the Nazirus that an Isha is Mekabel. Shehu Mefer Nidre Ishto. A husband has the ability to be Mefer his wife's Nidarim, and the Afara is binding. And even if the husband changes his mind later on, the Neder is Batal. The Neder goes away. It doesn't come back. Even if the husband says, I changed my mind. I prefer to be a Nazir. It doesn't matter. He was ready Mefer. Veidu Mefer Nidre Avdo. He could force his Eved to violate the Nazirus, but it's not a bittul of the Neder. So if the Adon ever changes his mind and says, okay, now I'm good with it, so then it immediately comes back. The Nazirus is Kayam, and the Eved is not allowed to drink wine from then on. So there's another Chubra by Avadim more than by Nashim. Hefer l'ishto, hefer l'amis. If a husband is Mefer, his wife's Neder, so it's the Neder's batel, and even if the husband is Chozer from the Afar, the Neder is not going to be come back. But hefer l'avd, though, if he forced his Eved to violate the Neder, the Nazirus or the Neder are not batel. Yotzel l'cheirus, mashlim Nazirus. So as soon as he's yotzel l'cheirus, the Nazirus is chal on him. He has to be mashlim the Nazirus. So it's as soon as that relationship is severed. I mean, the first chumra we said is that as soon as the Baal, the Adon, decides that he's not going to be machped about it anymore, so then the Eved still has to observe the Nazirus. Second din is, forget about him not being machped matbid, as soon as the relationship is severed, as soon as the guy goes to the chayrus, so then the person is going to have to observe that that nazirus. That nazirus becomes binding. The idea that the Mishnah has two chilukim over here between kfiya and hafara, that kfiya is not a bittel of the neder the way hafara is, and if you go back on the kfiya, the nazirus is still kayim as opposed to hafara, where it totally is mevatel the neder. And the second one about yotze lecheirus, where the nazirus is going to come bichal mashenkin by kfiya, those are the two unique distinctions. Lechora, it's really based on the same idea that kfiya is not a bittel. It's only a temporary stay. It's a temporary pause of the neder. But there are two separate dinim. The Marash says afal pikein. It gets listed as two separate dinim in the Mishnah. Meaning they're based on the same idea, but there is a nuance of difference between them, because one is the guy stops being makbid, and the second one is about a severance of the relationship. Tanu Rabbanan, lama rabo kofo. In what way is a master able to be kofo the nazirus, not to be mekayim, that the eved won't be mekayim the nazirus? Avlo l'nadar m'larachim. Meaning, why is it that he's able to tell his eved, you cannot do nazirus, and I want you to drink wine, but he cannot do the same if the eved takes a neder. He can't force him to violate the neder, or to violate an erech, or whatever it is. So maishna gabi nazir, why is it by nazir the master can force him to amar rachmana? Because the pasuk says in the parsha of nedarim, which were makish to nazirus, le'esar isar al nafsho. So we darshan b'mish and nafsho k'nuyelo, that a person can only really be makabel nazirus if he's in control of his own nefesh. Yata eved she'ein nafsho k'nuyelo, as opposed to an eved whose nafsho is not k'nuyelo, and therefore even if he took a neder nazirus, the adam can force him not to be mekayim the nazirus. Ihachi afil gabin nadar nami. But if the reason an adam can force an eved not to be mekayim the nazirus is because ein nafsho k'nuyelo, then the adam should be able to force the eved not to be mekayim a neder either, because the nefesh of the eved is not k'nuyelo. And this pasuk of la'asar yisar al nafsho doesn't say by nazir, it says it by nadarim. So you're going to tell me that I'm going to make a drasha from the pasuk of la'asar yisar al nafsho that it excludes an eved, and that's why the master is able to force an eved to violate a nazirus? It says it by nadarim. You should be able to force him to violate a neder as well, based on that pasuk. So answers the Gemara, Amrav Sheshes Hachav Ma'eskinan. The chiluk that we make between neder and nazirus is kon shaya eshkol shalanav munach lefanav. The eved has a cluster of grapes in front of him. So gabi nedarim, if that was only asur midin neder, he said eshkol zeh yehi asur alai or something like that. So the chimitzer bahai, when he became asur in that eshkol because of his neder, lo mitzer bachrini. The neder doesn't include other eshkolos. It doesn't include other clusters of grapes. It's only this one cluster of grape, and he's still allowed to eat grapes. So lo matzi kafilis. So the Adam can't force him to eat that cluster of grapes that he took a neder from, because it's not really an inrei nefesh in holding back from eating that cluster of grapes. There will be other grapes that will be available to him. He could eat other eshkolos. The Mefarish explains that we find by nidrei isha also, that if a woman takes a neder not to eat perus medina zu, so that's not considered a neder of inrei nefesh, and the husband cannot be made for such a neder, because yavila perus mi medina acheres, we had back in Maseches Nedarim. So over here also, it's not an inrei for the eved, but when it comes to nazirus, if he's not able to eat any eshkol because of the nazirus, he's never allowed to eat so much as a raisin, any grape flavoring, anything, the chimitzer bahai, it's a bekulu, that just like he's usher in this eshkol that's in front of him, he's usher in every eshkol of grapes on the planet. So matzi kafilei, that an adam can force him, because that involves inoy nefesh in the nazirus, because he cannot eat grapes at all, and if he can't eat, so he's going to become weak, and he's not going to be able to do malacha as well, and that the Adon has he has concerns about. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, the Gabe Nedarim, when an Eved takes Neder not to eat from the Eshkol, Milo Askina Deleka Ela Hai Eshkol, isn't the Brisa talking about a case where there's nothing else to eat other than this Eshkol, Di Lo Echla, where if he doesn't eat this Eshkol Chalish, Hitaka will become weak? So isn't it possible that that's what we're talking about? And nevertheless, the Adon cannot force him? So Ela Marav Rav says a different answer, that the Bryce is talking about a case going to show you chartzon munach lefanav. There's chartzon in front of the eved. Not eating this chartzon is not going to cause him any sort of weakness, even if there's nothing else to eat, because it's not really roi lachil to begin with. The chartzon is the sediment that's not really something that's food. So gabe nedarim, if the chartzon were only asr mishum neder, so bahayu the mitzar lomatsi kavilei. He's asr in this. He's not asr in other foods that are actually foods. So the adam can't force him because he's not. The adam doesn't lose anything by this guy not eating this thing. It's barely a food to begin with. But Kabi Nazir, if he's Makabal Nazirus himself, did Tsunami Bahrini, where by becoming a Nazir, it's not just the Chartzon that's in front of him. He's not allowed to eat, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's not allowed to have raisin, he's not allowed to have anything. So any great products, Matzi Kafle, that the Adam can force. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the Gabi Nadarim, the case of Nadarim, where he took a Nadar from Chartzon, is that enough to explain that why the master is not allowed to force him to violate the Nadar? Milo Askina, Deleka Ella, Hai Chartzon, Di Loa. If we're talking about where there's only chartzon in front of him, it's likely that's the only food available to him. And aren't we talking about such a case where even though it's the only food available to him, and therefore if he doesn't eat it, granted it's a very low level food, but if he doesn't eat it, he's going to be very weak. He needs some nutrients. He needs something to give himself some energy. Elo Amar Abaye, a third teretz. Lama Rabo Tzaruch Lechaposo, that the Bryce is not telling me that why how a master is able to be kofa, but Lama Rabo Tzaruch Lechaposo Lenazirus, Vein Tzaruch Lechaposo Lenadarim, that he has to, for Nazirus, he has to force him. And if he doesn't force him to violate it, he's going to be Chayiv to be Mekayim, that which he was Nazar, but Vein Tzaruch Lechaposo Lenadarim. The Rav is not Sorach L'chvosel the Nadarim. The Nidrei Eved are not Chal at all, meaning it's not necessary to be called for him, because anyway he's allowed to eat it. Meaning, if you want the Eved to violate his Nazirus, then you have to force him. Otherwise, he's not allowed to violate his Nazirus. But if you want the Eved to violate his Neder, you don't have to force him. He's allowed to violate it anyway. Ve'eino Tzorach L'chvosel the Shvua. You don't have to force him for a Shvua, even without Kfiyah, the Shvua is not Chal, because it's enough. The Adon owns him, and the Shavua is an Isra on the Nefesh, and the Eved is not able to begin an Isra to make the Isra Chal to begin with, because it's Nafshos Eino Kenuya Lo. So my time, why is the Eved not able to be Makabal Nedarim and Shavuos on himself? Because the Pasuk says in the Parsha of Shavuos Bitui, it says, O Nefesh Kisi Shavah Levati Besosayim Lahara O Lehetiv Ma Hatava Rishos. So we darshan, just like Hatava that a person could be take a Shavua on, is Hatava that is a Rishos, that he could take a Shavua to do a particular activity or to and that otherwise he could have refrained from. So Av Hara'a Rishos. So to Hara'a, when a person takes a Shavua, it has to be a Hara'a that is a Rishos, that he takes a Shavua not to eat something that he could have eaten. Yatzala Rala Cherim Shena Rishos Biyad. As opposed to if it's going to impact somebody else where he never had Rishus to do that in the first place, and therefore the Shavua is not going to be Chal, and if he takes such a Shavua, it's meaningless. So too Shavuas Ha'eved is by definition Hara'a L'Acherim. It's not just a Rishus, because it's Hara'a L'Acherim, because he's Mechuyav, he's Meshubah to his Adam. So the Shavua is therefore not going to be Chal. So at the end of the day, what the Gemara says is that when we say that the Adam can be Kofeh the Eved to violate Nazirus but not Nedarim, it doesn't mean he can't be Kofeh the Eved to violate Nedarim. It means that the Eved's Neder was never binding in the first place, so he doesn't need to be Kofeh. But the Eved's Nazirus is binding, and therefore if he wants the Eved to violate the Nazirus, he's going to have to be Kofeh the Eved to do so. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of the base over here.